So in tough times, there'll be times of not knowing, and there'll be questions that's unanswered. We've all been there. But in tough times, it's time to be tenacious. Time to reaffirm our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Being persistent in an opinion or view. Our opinion and our view, if you're a Christian this morning, is that God's still sitting on the throne and your sins is covered by His blood. Now, when the enemy comes in, that's what we've got to stand on. We've got to stand on knowing that God is for us and not against us. No matter what the situation looks like. We talk about the sufferings of Job many times. And Job even, he said, you know, even though Job blamed God for all that and was probably wrong in that, even in that same scripture right there, he said, I'm not going to let my faith fail. I'm not going to let my integrity be weakened because my friends are telling me to give up and bless and curse God and die, and my wife thinks I'm crazy. He didn't let the circumstance around. I mean, here's a man that had lost everything. And there'll be times where we may be facing, we may lose everything. But like I said, it's all vanity. It's all going to pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will be forever. Amen. Your soul is going to live forever, and it's your choice this morning, eternity, where you spend it. But we must be tenacious in tough times this morning. We must be in such a manner that we have the mindset of Caleb. And I like that story. I'm going to read that real quick in closing. Caleb come to Joshua. He was 40 years old when they first was sent in to spy the land out and to look at it. Caleb had an attitude of, we can win. We can take this. We can take these people. It don't matter how big they are because my God said we could. And that was his attitude. But yet he had to go for 40 more years with a bunch of complainers. And you know they got on his nerves. Can you imagine spending in the wilderness with hundreds of thousands of millions of people when they didn't see the things the way you seen them? He had an opinion or a view, and he was persistent in it. Because we read that and find that out later on when the inheritance was being given out. Joshua chapter 14, starting with verse 6, it said, then the children of Judah came in Joshua and Gilgal, and Caleb said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee. Way back when, he went to Joshua. He said, you remember? He said, you remember what God told Moses? He said, only me and you are going to enter in there. That was 40 years ago. Actually, it was 45 at this time. He said, do you remember? He said, Joshua, you remember what he said about us? Joshua said, yes. And he goes on, and he said, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Caleb had it in his heart that he could go conquer whatever God said he could conquer. It didn't matter what the other spies said, what the other people said, what it looked like, how big the giants was. God said he could conquer it, and he said, as it was in my heart. He said, that's what I come back and told him. Said, verse 8, it said, nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me and made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord, my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereupon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord, my God. Verse 10, it said, and now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, and he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am strong this day, as I was in the day that Moses sent me. And my strength was then, even so my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, he tells Joshua, he said, give me that mountain. He said, give me that mountain that they said we couldn't conquer. He said, they're still, the Anakims are still there. He said, you give me that city. I'm 85 years old now. He said, but I still got some tenacity. I still got the persistent faith I had 45 years ago because my God said I could go in there and conquer. He goes on to say, he said, give me this mountain wherefore the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were here, and the cities were great and fenced, and so be the Lord will be with me. Then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb Hebron for an inheritance. It was given to him because he wholly followed the Lord. It's not time to serve God halfway. It's not time to put forth a little bit of effort. It's time to get busy about what God has in store for us. It's time to have an attitude and a mentality that says, if I got to wait 45 years to conquer that city and get all of these doubters out of the way, God said I'm going to do it, and that's what it's going to take. He said, give me that mountain. He still had tenacity, even after 40 years of being with those. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to keep the faith when you're around a bunch of doubters. Everybody talking doom and gloom. That's what's matter of the world today. You listen to the media. They believe every wind of doctrine. Whatever CNN puts on, that's what they believe. And it's fear. It's driven by fear. And if it's fear driven, I don't want to hear nothing about it, because it didn't come from God. He's not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us the spirit of power. There's power in you this morning, and you're going to have to exercise that power to be tenacious in this tough time we're living in. He said he's given us power of love and a sound mind. You don't have to worry about when you lay your head down at night what's going to happen, what tomorrow's going to hold. And that don't mean to be just lax and lazy and be irresponsible with what God's given you. But we can lay down at night and go to sleep knowing that God's going to give me instructions for tomorrow. He's going to make me a good steward of everything he's given me, over my finances, over my children, over my job. He's going to make me a good steward over that. And I can lay down with a sound mind and go to sleep knowing that everything's going to be okay. You're going to have to exercise that power. It's not just going to happen. You've got to be tenacious in tough times. I was at home by myself this week. I hadn't even told Chrissy this, it was last week, I believe. But I think I was fixing me something to eat. And I just felt the powers of the enemy, you know, just felt like they was in the house there. And I just laid down what I was doing on the counter there, and I just screamed to the top of my lungs. I said, devil, you get out of here, because the blood of Jesus. I walk around the yard a lot of times pleading the blood of Jesus. And I said, devil, you don't have no place in this home. You don't have no authority here. And I exercise the power that's given to me by the name of Jesus Christ. His blood and his spirit lives on the inside. I claim peace in this household. And there's times when you've got to take that authority. Whether it's in your house, on your job, no matter in your family. I mean, the enemy will use what he can to try to destroy your faith. And if you're not tenacious, if you don't stand firm on what you believe in your opinion of God's kingdom, then the devil's got you. He's got a hold on you. He's got a stronghold, and it won't stop there. If he gets a stronghold, he's going to attach something else. Because if there's one devil attached to you, the other one's going to come on. And if they like to have a party when they find somebody they can beat up on. And you've got to take that authority and say, this is what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Can you shout about that this morning? Yeah. Amen. Because one day we're going to meet our Lord and Savior. We're going to look at him face to face. We're going to see the one that bore all of that pain, that grief, that sorrow, just so you and I. We're only here but for a moment. And I believe time's about to wrap up. You may be sitting here, and I'm going to close with this right here. You may be sitting here this morning, and you may be in the hardest battle you've ever faced. But it's time to say enough is enough. It's time to say, I'm a child of the King. I'm tired of all of this turmoil. I'm tired of all the powers of hell just defeating me. I'm tired of it, and I'm putting an end to it today. That power is available right here today. Hope deferred. And I go back to this a lot. Hope deferred, it makes the heart sick and weary. When we don't see results, when we don't see, and there's many of you sitting here this morning that has fought physical illnesses. And it's hard to fight pain, ain't it, Peggy? Day in and day out. I mean, we can handle most of the time. I can handle pain pretty good, but I've had back pain for a long time. But day after day after day after day after day after day after day. Tali, you know what it's like. Job knew what it was like. But he said, though God slay me, I'm going to serve him. And you have to have that mentality this morning. And if you don't step up and exercise, God said, I've done equipped you. I've done given you the scriptures. I've done equipped every man in here. I've given you the scriptures to stand on. Whatever you have need of, I've given it to you. It's up to you to exercise that this morning. Or you're going to lose it. You'll be defeated. You'll lose the power that's given to you. Because if we are defeated, we're defeated because of lack of knowledge. We don't know how to fight. But if we know how to fight, we'll black the devil's eye every time he raises his head up. Amen? It's our job to bruise his head with our heel. That's where he belongs, is under our feet this morning. Amen? Amen. So you may be here this morning and in one of the hardest battles you've ever faced. But today is the day where you're to say, that's enough is enough. I've had enough of this enemy coming against me, whatever way he is. I want you to name it this morning. And you come against him. Just as like I said, the enemy will come. He tried to come in the house the other evening. And, you know, a lot of people, they say, well, I don't believe all that. Well, you believe it or you won't, but the enemy will come and attack you however he can. But we've got authority in our voices, amen? We speak as the oracles of God. You've got power this morning. You need to use it. So if you're sitting here this morning and you're in that hard battle, I want you to come to this altar this morning and say, God, you said, cast my cares upon you. This burden's all I can bear, and I'm giving it to you this morning. He said, stand still and see the salvation of God. There comes a point in time, and I could go on about this, but there comes a point in time where you've got to say, God, I give this to you. I've done everything I know to do. I've done everything I know to do. I've been that person to minister to them. I've done everything I know to do. I've did and helped in this way. I've helped in that way. I've prayed this way. I've fasted this way. And God, I've done everything your word tells me to do. So now, God, it's up to you. And if that's where you're at this morning, then come to this altar and say, God, I give it to you. I give you everything this morning, but I'm making up my mind. And you can even say it out loud here, or you can say it out loud going home. In the car, in your home, it don't matter. The devil's the prince and power of this air. If you scream out, he's going to hear you. Amen? And I don't mind screaming at him. I don't mind yelling at him. I don't mind quoting scripture to him and telling him what God says. I don't mind that one bit. And if it makes me look silly, then it makes me look silly. But we cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? You will be defeated if you're ashamed. Amen. Stand with me this morning all over the building. Come to this altar. Seek God out. And let him restore that which the enemy has taken away. And hold fast to the profession of faith that you have this morning. Hold fast unto those things that God has taught, that he has blessed you with. Hold fast to that this morning. And let God do a work here amongst us here this morning.